happily stuffed with potential GOP gubernatorial pork today.
Oh!
It's Gatos and Barry in for Chad.
That's a good one, Becky Lynn.
Well, it's true.
It's both literal and figurative.
Yes.
I like that.
Chad's probably in the pool with his little three-year-old daughter, Charlie. He's chilling out, so he'll be back next week. Becky Lynn, in your newscast, you know, it reminded me, it's been 9 years since we lost the Granite Mountain Hotshots, 19 of them.
I know.
I remember sitting on my couch and getting the text message from KTAR, and I looked at it, and I said, well, obviously, that's not right.
It was a Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it a Sunday?
It was definitely a weekend.
Uh-huh.
I remember Saturday or Sunday.
I'm pretty sure it was a Sunday, and I remember where I was. I was in the pool, and I had the radio on, and I heard it come on, and I just...
Oof.
I just nearly fainted. I couldn't believe it.
I don't remember what I did, but I thought I called the radio station. And I said, if I can remember correctly, I either called the station or I called somebody, like, you know, or executive producer or something like that. And I said, hey, you guys, you get 19 that have been killed. It can't be
that
9.
That can't be right.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's right. And I just, I lost my breath for a moment.
I know.
Because, you know, we're always looking at these wildfires, and Arizona's always burning this time of year. But it's hard to believe that it's been 9 years since we lost all of them.
Yeah.
And the way that we lost them, too, like, awful.
It's just horrific to even think about. I can't even think about it.
Because what was the thing that they tried to put over themselves? The blanket?
It was a blanket of some kind, and somebody almost likened it to, like, aluminum foil or something.
And that's, like, the last thing that you ever want to do, because what that means is there's no escape.
There was no escape. That's
and you
right.
have
that
to put
the last
this,
resort.
Yeah, you have to put this thing over you. And they usually don't work.
It didn't work.
And the wind shifting, it was like the perfect storm. The awful perfect storm.
Yeah.
Do you remember where you were? You remember, Bear?
No. I may have been up north, to be honest with you. But I'm trying to remember, but no. But it was just awful.
It was just devastating.
It was just awful. Hard to remember it.
It is.
But good that we remember them and what they're out there doing.
Yeah. Fighting a good fight.
All right. Bringing me down here, Gatos.
No, I think we need to remember.
No, you're right.
We need to remember them. And, you know, it's been 9 years since we lost the Granite Mountain Hotshots, all 19 of them. Just it was horrendous. But we got to remember that, you know, right now there are hotshots, firefighters that are fighting. They're risking their lives. And you just never know, because Mother Nature, as Chad always says, Mother Nature will mess you up. And that's what happened. All right. Are you going anywhere? 4th of July? We got a million Arizonans that are traveling on the 4th of July. And I just wonder, like, this might be the absolute worst time to get on a plane. And it might be the absolute worst time to get in the car for many different reasons.
Yeah. Well, you got to get out of Phoenix, though, because there's no fireworks here.
So, there isn't. Nobody has. Well, is it shipment? We couldn't get any in?
They can't get them in. Other states apparently can get them. I don't know how. But Arizona, there's no fireworks allowed.
Okay.
Phoenix is not allowed. They can't get them, they said. Phoenix, Tempe.
Well, honestly, might be a good thing.
But you're right. If you're traveling, flights are a mess. They're missing pilots. They're canceling flights. They're delaying flights. I've had a bunch of friends who've tried to fly last few weeks, and they all got messed up. It was incredible. And then if you drive, gas prices are high. Although Becky Lynn said gas prices down 20 cents a gallon.
Coming down.
In 2 weeks?
Every day that I've read the gas story for like the last 5 days, it's dropped.
The problem is it's still 540.
I know.
Let's focus on the positive. Down 20 cents.
That's right.
Let's go. Biden did that, Gatos. Brought the gas price down 20 cents. Gave that speech. Boom.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's hard to get happy after, you know, it's down from 560 to 540.
All right. What does it have to get down to where you say, okay, I'm feeling a little bit better about things?
Under four.
Under four?
Yeah, under four.
How about if it gets down a dollar a gallon? That's real money.
I guess.
That's real money.
I don't know. But a lot of people are leaving town. Can you imagine the I-17 up north this weekend?
You got to go right now. I'd be on the
road. You almost have to go right now.
And by the way, there'll be a huge, I guarantee there's huge traffic on the way up there right now. because everybody tries to leave at different time. It used to be you'd go up on, instead of a Friday, you go up on Saturday morning. Now there's traffic Saturday morning. It's the big weekend.
And if you try and come down Sunday night, you're going to be.
Forget it. Yeah. You just don't do it.
Well,
you
Monday. Monday's the worst.
Oh, is it?
Is Monday the worst?
Because it's a holiday, is Monday this year, July 4th.
Oh, this
4th.
Year.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. I thought you meant in general. People pushing it to the very last second.
Sunday.
To drive
when
down.
We go up there now, and we're coming back on Sunday at the end of the weekend, we leave just early as we can because you want to avoid the accident.
Yeah.
There will be an accident at some point.
One accident.
But that's all it takes.
That's all it takes. Yeah,
that's all it takes.
When are we going to fix that?
They're doing it now. They've announced it. They're Doug Ducey announced it, took full credit, but it's from the federal government, is giving us all this money. They're going to expand it 3 lanes each direction all the way up.
All right.
Yep. I don't know how long it's going to take, but they're going to do it.
Yeah. Well, if you're going up north, it's going to be crazy.
Going anywhere.
Yeah. So I guess the question is, you know, because we have a million Arizonans that want to go. We've got 48 million Americans expected to take a trip for the holiday weekend.
Wow.
Is it going to be worth it? Are we looking at really what is going to be a catastrophe?
A mess.
A catastrophe. Epic,
yeah, like you're waiting, you're in traffic. I'm not saying planes are going to crash. You're waiting in traffic. You had to cut your vacation short.
No, this is going to be great. Think about this for a minute. What, a year ago, 2 years ago, you basically couldn't leave your house, right?
That's
like going
right.
anywhere was almost impossible because of COVID. And now we're out. You can pretty much go anywhere in the United States.
You won't get there.
What?
You might not get there.
You won't get there.
What about all the airlines? They're canceling all the flights.
They'll get you there. Drive.
Is it worth the aggravation?
Oh, it's worth it. Depends on where you're going. If you're going to see Aunt Matilda in Iowa,
that's awful.
Probably not.
I saw something on Facebook where it was a flight attendant. I mean, I don't know if it's true or not. It's on Facebook, but it was a flight attendant giving, you know, some ideas and stuff. And she said, if your trip is 7 hours or less, drive.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Saw the same thing.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If your trip is 7 hours or less,
just drive.
Go to the airport.
Don't fly.
Man. Yeah. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Well, and Alex Stone told us the other day from ABC News, he was talking to people in New York who want to go to Florida. They're going to drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to drive to Florida.
And I have to say, and the people who are going overseas, like going to Europe or somewhere overseas, they don't seem to be having an issue.
I didn't have an issue.
But the folks who are traveling domestically, I think you're right. That's where the big problem has been. They're just canceling flights and putting stuff off. It's been bad.
Well, I was in London last week.
Yeah.
And my wife and I got delayed 2 hours going. And you're thinking, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Usually you'd be like, that stinks. But coming back from Heathrow, we were delayed 2 hours, which stinks too, because you want to get on that plane, get the whole thing over with.
Right.
But you're like, all right, I heard the horror stories of people that are, you know, it's 5 hours, it's a day,
it's two days. That's not that bad.
So we're like, okay, we got delayed 2 hours. That was pretty good. So international travel, I guess, not that bad, but my goodness. We'll see.
It's a struggle. Get in the car. Save all that money on gas now with the new savings. Get to where you're going.
Save the 20 cents
a gallon.
You can do drive-through on your way with those savings. Think about it.
If you're going to California, do you stop right on the border in Arizona and fill up before you get to California?
Always.
Yeah, absolutely.
Always.
This is what is like $2 more a gallon in California. It's crazy. Arizona seems inexpensive by comparison, Gatos. It's phenomenal.
A million Arizonans ready to travel for the 4th of July.
That's a lot.
And most of them hitting the road, about 700,000 of them.
I don't know for sure, but I think there's only like 1.7 million Arizonans, period.
No, I'm kidding,
of course.
All right, coming up next.
Coming up!
The next time you go to a concert, are you going to be lectured about the Supreme Court and abortion? That's next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, now more than ever, hunger is one of the greatest threats to our community, but you can help. Join us for our fundraising efforts for St. Mary's Food Bank. Every dollar you donate today will help you provide enough food for 7 meals. Text FOOD to 411-923 and donate today. That's FOOD, F-O-O-D, to 411-923. Gatos and Chad's Food Bank Fridays is presented by the UPS Store and Sweet James Accident Attorneys.
All right, thanks, Barry. You're in for Chad. He's off till next week. When is it okay at a venue or a place to discuss, let's just say, abortion? So I'll give you a couple examples.
All right.
All right.
By the way, before you say this, can I just mention this? We have talked more about abortion in the last week or two than we have in 10 years, right? I mean, people don't talk about abortion that much usually.
I've said this at the very I'm extremely uncomfortable talking about it. And I don't talk about it and haven't talked about it. Obviously, now we must. But, you know, as a man, I'm very uncomfortable talking about it. I really am. And it's not something that I do want to talk about.
I just think it's interesting. But we have to. Yeah, I think it's interesting that it's not something that's normally discussed that much, and now it is definitely right in front. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No.
It's interesting.
So what about a concert venue? You go and you see a concert, and, you know, there's someone, you know, you're watching the rock star or the pop star or whatever on stage, and he or she, you know, they play their songs, but then they stop and then they talk abortion for a while. Does that tick you off? Because it ticks me off. But I know that the world has now changed. America has now changed.
Yeah.
And is it something that people are going to accept? I'll give you an example. There was a concert in Phoenix, very popular star, Halsey, singing her songs, doing her thing. And then she talks abortion for 5 or 6 minutes. And I get that she's a young woman in her late 20s and is passionate about the subject and has every right to be and has every right to say whatever she wants to say. I know it's her show, but I've paid to go see the show. And to be quite honest with you, I'm paying to get my mind off of the mess that this country is in. And, you know, maybe I'm just being selfish. I don't want to hear that. Here she is. Right.
Yeah. I don't, you know. Here's the deal with Halsey. I agree with you. She's 27 years old. It's obviously really important to her. But she said, this isn't, it shouldn't come as a surprise to any of my fans. I talk about this all the time. I mean, before this, she was talking about it. And it's obviously her right. It's her concert. She can do it. But Gatos, I agree with you. I don't want to go. I don't want to go to a concert and hear a 5-minute speech. Look, you want to do a shout out. You want to say, you know, 5 seconds on something. Okay, I guess. But to make anybody sit through a 5 or 6 minute political speech at a concert,
yeah,
that does seem like a bit much.
Like when Trump was president, I wouldn't have wanted, like, if you go to a Bruce Springsteen concert, he's going to go nuts on Trump for 5 minutes. Yeah. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear somebody go nuts on Biden for 5 minutes right now. I just think with everything going on in the world and the craziness that we're in, these are times where you want to escape. And if you want to go to that concert, you want to escape from the craziness. And
so does that keep you, I know you're not a Halsey fan, but does that keep you from buying Halsey music? Does it keep you from?
No.
So, because here's what was getting me, because I agree with you. I don't want to hear 5 minutes. But when people were getting upset because after Black Lives Matter or after what happened, the NBA. They started wearing it, put Black Lives Matter on their uniforms, or it was on the floor of the court.
Right.
They didn't say anything else about it. Didn't stop play. Didn't
take
any more time.
Well, they did that in the NFL, too.
NFL. But doesn't take any more time out of anything. But the message is there because it was important to the players that they expressed that part of them. Did that bother you?
I could have went without it.
Because I've got to tell you, I know a lot of people who basically said, I don't watch sports anymore. I don't watch the NBA. I don't watch NFL.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to see that. And for me, it's like, come on. I like it, maybe I don't like it, but I want to watch basketball, and I like basketball, and I'm not going to stop watching it because someone's putting a little story out.
I just think at this point, if you're looking for entertainment, there's a reason you're looking for entertainment. You're looking to escape.
Yeah.
And if you want to watch the Oscars, all you're going to get is political bull.
Yeah.
If you're watching concerts or going to concerts now, are we going to get all this stuff thrown at us when we want to try and escape? Why can't they do it on social media and then leave the concert to just being entertaining, right? Because you have these concert, they got huge, you know, millions of people on social media.
Yeah.
Could you leave it on social media so I'm not going to a venue, I'm not paying to hear you sing,
you know,
and then all of a sudden you're telling me if I'm not pro-choice, you should leave.
You know what it
That's
is?
That's not cool.
And she didn't say you should leave. Well, like, she did say that. You're right.
She did.
Here, I was just thinking about it. It's generational, if you think about it.
All right.
The young people now wear all of this stuff on their sleeve. Young people now don't even want to work somewhere unless it supports their political side of things, right? You saw this with Disney. Disney's employees getting really upset when they don't come out politically and oppose what was going on in Florida or other things.
But why is politics getting in the way of every single thing that we do?
I think with social media and the internet, these young people who have grown up with that in their lives, it's just very much a part of who they are. I don't know why, but it is absolutely very much a part of who you are. Where I think an old older generation had opinions but could go sit and have a burger with their neighbor without talking about politics. They don't care. They're my neighbor. We have other things in common. We don't have to figure out what we don't have in common. But nowadays, everybody seems like they're tribalist. They want to be with the people they agree with, and that's it.
That's not good.
And I think it's really bad for the country overall. I mean, there are a lot of people right now, Gatos. I mean, I know people in my family who have literally lost friends. People stopped hanging out with them because they couldn't stop talking about politics. And they just said, yeah, we don't want to do this anymore. And they stopped talking to my family members. Some people can't, it's just so much of who they are, they can't get away from it.
I just wish we could separate it just a bit.
Yeah, I agree.
If you go out to lunch with a friend tomorrow, is the Supreme Court justice decision, Roe v. Wade and abortion, going to come up? Probably.
Yeah.
The whole planet's talking about it. It's not just America. I mean, I was in London last week. That's all anybody was talking about was on the Friday it came down.
It was a pretty big story.
Of course it was a big story.
There's no question about it. Right. It's a huge change in the lives of Americans. And it's stunning for people here. It's stunning for people around the world. It's really a pretty amazing thing. Gatos, it's the first time, I haven't said this enough, it's the first time in the history of the country that a right that the American people had under the Constitution has been taken away.
Right.
It's never happened before.
I know.
That's in 250 years. It's amazing that's happened.
And now Arizona's gone back to 1901.
Yeah.
The law where you can only have an abortion if the mother's life is in danger. And we're not even sure that's necessarily the end of the story.
Yeah.
That's just what Mark Brnovich has said and given his opinion. It's not 100%. Right. It's just what he thinks.
It's going to end up being decided by the courts here in Arizona. But I have to tell you, the way this is set up, that's likely what's going to be the outcome. And people keep asking, what do we do? And I said, the only thing you can do is vote. Get your friends to vote. Get people to vote. If you want to make a change, that's how we do it in this country. Vote.
Right, right. And we can vote right here in Arizona in August. And by the way, of course, I say this every day, if you're an independent, you absolutely can vote in this election. You don't have to wait till November.
Yep. And it takes 2 minutes. You can do it online. It couldn't be any easier.
Right.
Ask for the ballot.
Let's have some fun. Pop quiz.
Pop quiz.
All right. 277-KTAR is the phone number. When we play pop quiz, we give you true false questions about the day's news. If you get five in a row, you get Barry's prize.
Oh.
Which, by the way, today is... it's cash.
And if you,
it's hard cash.
And if you don't get five in a row, I'm keeping my money.
All right.
It's as simple as that.
602-277-KTAR. Pop quiz.
I'm writing the questions, by the way.
Is coming up.
I'm writing the questions. They're going to be tough ones. Pablo, give me that one in Spanish.
Oh, jeez.
The Gatos and Chad Show.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
All right. Time for pop quiz. True, false questions about the day's news. Chad is out today, so if you can get five in a row, you win Barry's prize. Oh. He's going to give you how much money? $1,000 if you win?
Oh. I'm in. I'm playing.
One cent?
I'm playing now. 1 cent.
1 cent.
One copper penny.
All right. 277-KTAR. Let's play pop quiz. All right.
Pop quiz.
Here is Kim in Scottsdale on KTAR. Kim, you ready to play pop quiz?
I'm going to try.
All right, here we go. Today on the show, we talked to a gubernatorial candidate. True or false?
True.
It is true. Her name is Paola Tuliani Zen. True or false?
True.
It is true.
On fire. You're on fire.
She's got two in a row. She brought us salami. True or false?
False.
It is false. She brought us prosciutto.
Prosciutto.
So she's Italian, and she is running for governor. She was on stage last night. It was nuts.
True or false? No, I'm just kidding.
No. So she brought us in. Look at this. I got wine.
You got wine. Gatos has the wine.
I got all this.
I don't know if you can tell. Gatos is about a half a bottle in.
No, I. let's see. You got three in a row. Prosciutto is a dried ham. True or false?
True.
It is true.
Oh, my goodness.
Now for the win.
Wow.
Barry Markson ate more prosciutto than anybody on the team today. True or false?
False.
No, you're dead to me.
Oh.
He was chowing down, man.
Prosciutto's good.
Mike in Peoria on KTAR. Mike, you ready to play pop quiz?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. During the gubernatorial debate, our friend Paola whistled at the other candidates to try and get them to shut their mouths. True or false?
True.
It is true.
True.
Gatos wishes he could moderate a political debate. True or false?
True.
No, it's false. I don't want any part of that crap.
You don't want any of that?
You're dead to me. No, I don't want any part of that. No. Rue the day that they invite me. Ralph in Phoenix on KTAR. You ready to play pop quiz?
I sure am.
All right, here we go. A cruise ship hit an iceberg. True or false?
True.
It is true.
Oh, my goodness.
The iceberg was named Norwegian Sun. True or false?
False.
It is false. That's the name of the ship. Elmo got vaccinated with the COVID vaccine. True or false?
True.
It is true.
He's
got
fire.
Three in a row.
He's on fire.
Let's see. The Supreme Court says puppets are allowed to get vaccines. True or false?
False.
It is false. Is that false?
It is, yes. All right, here's...
Wait a minute. Is it the end of the show?
No. For the win. 21 Arizonans arrested in relation to a South Phoenix street gang. True or false?
How many people?
21.
What did I say? 21?
21, he said.
21.
False.
Now you're dead to me.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It's tough. It's really tough out there.
It's tough.
Tom in Peoria on KTAR. You ready to play pop quiz?
That's me laughing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Justice Breyer officially retired at noon today. True or false?
True.
It is true. Vasectomy consults are up 900% since Roe got overturned. True or false?
False.
No, you're dead to me. It's true.
That's true.
That is weird. What are you doing? What is that?
I'm laughing when they get
it
wrong.
Is that you?
Yes.
That's you playing us? What is that, South Park? That's it for pop quiz, everybody. Crying out loud.
I got to keep my money.
Yeah, what would we... By the way, wise man, what would we have done if somebody actually won? Like, would Barry have had to actually put money up? Because that's what I said. That's tough.
Yeah, we pay him enough.
Legally,
yeah.
Wait a minute, you pay me?
Well, not me specifically.
All right. Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, it was a fun show. Check out the podcast. We had a lot of fun with one of the... gubernatorial candidates. I know a lot of people don't know who she is, but she was on stage last night, and not only was she whistling at the candidates to try and get him to shut up, she was like, what was she saying? Mamma mia!
Mamma mia! Like,
Paola Tuliani Zen joined us.
Mamma mia!
Yeah. She brought us in prosciutto and some wine and some bread, and it was fantastic. All right, Barry, good to see you, buddy.
Thanks, Gatos. Good to see you. Have a good holiday weekend.
We'll be back tomorrow at 2. Becky Lynn is next. How you like